Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dan Ron. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Baraney. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bruce Baraney. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry takes first base on ball four. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana strikes out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron strikes out. One out. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Barony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barony hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to third. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Dernier scores. Sandberg moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 1 in the game. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Henry Cotto pinch hits for Bob Dernier. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cotto. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Backman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing center field. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cotto. Santana reaches second base with a double. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santana moves to third. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Bruce Baraney. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brent Gaff now pitching. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. One out. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 2 in the game. Ron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanderson moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Brent Gaff. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cotto. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Cubs. Lee Smith now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. Rusty Staub now playing first base. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 3 in the game. Ron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 3 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.